I'm not nervous.
Okay, good.
There's more. Sit over here. Yermin's not coming. Yermin's not coming tonight. Gary got the pizza. Thank you very much. I feel bad. After I asked you to get the pizza, if you want to get it, I realize you're a coin. I'm not allowed to ask you. Oh, okay, fine. Could you get me? No.
Well, he said the pizza.
Oh, why the pizza?
He was too busy.
Oh, so you're allowed to get the pizza?
This is the guy for himself.
Every week.
Ah, is that good? The guy for himself. Interesting. That's interesting to have.
Also,
is a wife allowed to, if the husband's a kind, is the wife allowed to tell us more to do?
Yes.
You wish you were kind.
Not
working. He says no. What about another kind?
Who? What do you got here? Hey, what's the baby's name, Morty?
Original,
oh, it's a burger name. Who's the Sandik? Oh, wow. Named after his father.
Wait till my parents come out.
No.
He just
1 second. Morty, who's his in-laws?
Called Vonger from Amana.
So he named after his Shrey already?
Yeah, that's his first child.
Oh, he has two kids?
Three.
Very nice. What does Shlomi do? We're living.
Alter.
Who? Oh, all
these.
He's an anti-vaxxer?
No, we're not anti-vaxxer.
You just don't vax.
That's another story.
Not everybody.
Two doctors.
Naftali also? No.
Two doctors in your son.
We don't talk about it.
Look, yeah. They came out now to slow it down on how they...
Well, they were vaccinated. They got a
smaller... Oh, yeah? What, on COVID?
No. It's on regular vaccine. That has to be like... MMR.
So you think, you think I'm going to...
Whatever. You have,
No wonder why I have a pot belly.
It's also hot in the lungs. Still
something. JFK might not be all there, but he's not totally crazy.
What do you say?
RFK? Yeah, okay.
What's with the voice, by the way?
He has a medical issue.
I know, but it's so not like Trump to hire a guy like that.
It's
a weird thing that Trump took him. Everybody in Trump's team looks good and talks good. Okay, happens to be he's a very powerful guy. He's a very powerful guy. In the world, he's very powerful. RFK. RFK is a very powerful person. By the goyim, he's... He's terrible. Oh, he sounds terrible.
It's not his. He had a medical issue that caused him.
Oh, yeah?
What? He had a whole thing on him. He spoke about it. They had a whole show on
it. He ate the coals instead of the jewels.
He ate the Jews.
Like when the daddy drank Tylenol.
It's fine. Just don't take Tylenol. You're pregnant? Just don't take Tylenol. You're okay.
Why can't you get Tylenol?
That's what he wrote. She said Trump.
Trump is a Trump.
Don't take
a generation of autistic children.
Yeah.
The mothers take Tylenol when they're pregnant.
That's what he said.
Well,
after they lost billions of dollars, who did he back down?
What, they lost billions of dollars?
Mm-hmm. They lost all their stocks.
Are you serious?
Of course. Maybe negative? He said it's causing down syndrome. Oh. Whole market price.
Is it true? Morty, is it true?
Autism.
Autistic, whatever.
So is that what Elon Musk took?
Elon Musk
eats. Maybe that's what he's taking. Elon Musk on the spectrum. I think that the fight between him and Trump was 100% staged. Because neither Trump or Elon Musk could back over a fight. And both of them are quiet about it. You don't hear one word, nothing. You don't hear a hint to it. Why don't you hear a hint to it? Even if they're peacefully backing off.
That he has Asperger's. This was in 2021.
He has an Asperger's. Oh, yeah. He has the
statement. Did anybody read my thing on the...
I don't speak Yiddish.
That's fine. I'm guessing you didn't speak Yiddish.
It's 5.5 minutes long. You have to have 5 minutes long to interrupt the time.
He doesn't allow me to watch 5.5 minutes.
Anybody read the Yiddish? You don't speak Yiddish?
I do. I was in the middle, but then
I understand that. I get every single
phone.
Word, but
I'm in the car. I only have when I'm in the car because I don't look at my phone when I'm driving. So any announcement that comes in, it texts in, so it interrupts it, so it reaches for me. So like, I was in the car, I was listening to it, I kind of like, text versus this and that. I was like,
It's such a good word.
Woo! Most of it in English.
No, no. If you can, it's worth, like Machi wrote, it's worth to learn Yiddish to listen to this. Basically, he said a masa. I'll say it over in English as well as I can. There's a paper called Nagdishach. Nagdishach is a pamphlet that goes around talking about covered of Beis Medrash. By Yom Ram time, Yom Tovim time, there was a Chassidish guy, a little Mansi, who saw, he said, you know what, I got to stop talking during davening. So Parshas Bereishis, he stopped. Parshas Noach, he decided, you know what, I'm really not talking, let me start coming on time. He never came on time. He used to come, L'chun Ranana, Shmuz through the davening, saying, come in the morning by Baruch Hu, by Laning, Shmuz through the davening, and then a Kiddush, and it was, the regular matzav. Gets it, Parshas Noach, he starts davening, comes early davening. A guy, one of his friends, comes, pulls his towels, like, hello, your uncle, we need you, like, what are you doing? He like, pushes them away, they're like, okay, this guy became from, like, what's going on? We've been shmuzing for years. We're in the middle of a conversation from last week, He finishes davening, goes over to them, and no, oh, what's going on? They're all talking, hawking. I said, no. You became from? Get out of here. You're not joining the Kiddush? Out. Guy's like, okay. He walked home, heavy heart, like, can't join the Kiddush because, like, I don't want to talk during davening. Maisie, he never gets home at this time because he always gets home 2 hours later, half drunk, and they shmooze every week till 1:30, it's a chevra. His wife gets up at 12:30 every week because he doesn't get home till 1:30. So he gets home at 11:45, very and everybody's sleeping for Shteitzach. The house is quiet. He hears some noise rattling from his four-year-old bedroom's room. He goes in there and he sees his four-year-old son lying on the floor, blue. He took a bag, put it over his head to blow it up, except that's how you suffocate yourself. Couldn't get himself out of it. He pulled the bag off, called Hatzala, he was saved. Would have been schmoozing, would have got home 2 hours later. Hour and a half later, it would have been done. His wife doesn't get up another hour,
Wow.
So besides that, he saved his son's life. He also saved his own life, because now he's down like a mensch and not hang out with these idiots and not drink till 1:30 and walk home, hobgebabbled, what I mean? I walk sometimes, I used to go to some early minchah, you see guys going home to the suda. Are you guys crazy? Are you nuts? I don't know. Oh, we have it. We don't have a lot of it, but after I heard the speech, I was mekamel not to talk till Pesach by davening. But my sister, we don't have shmuzing in our shul. I thought that I'll see a lot of shmuzing now that I don't say a word.
There is no shmuzing in the shul.
We come out, don't have any shmuzing. No,
bechlal
not.
Outside.
Yeah, there's not in shul. It's very, very minimal. I mean, you have a few people, but it's very minimal. Not like other shuls. You
can. Oh, yeah.
What? Not that
many.
Yeah, it's a big shul, and we don't have a lot of shmuzing. We do not have a lot of shmuzim.
I was in Cedarhurst once, literally the voice.
Are you saying Lashon Hara here?
It was one of the places in Cedarhurst.
Now, did you hear the other clip that I sent? Oh, I didn't send out this clip. Listen to this one. And this is the last one I'm going to talk about. It's English. Listen.
In the field of Shidduchim, the number one thing when every boy and girl goes into Shidduchim, information. Asking information, and I constantly, whoever knows me, I'm very, very active in the subject of Shidduchim, Laskonos of Shidduchim. One of the most painful things to Shidduchim is giving just, it's not for you. could do better. Let me tell you something. About 2 years ago, I spoke to a yeshiva of over 1,000 boys on the subject of giving information when it comes to shidduchim. Somebody recorded it and it went viral. Many hotlines had it. A couple of days after it went on one of the hotlines, I got a phone call from a father who lives in Europe. And he tells me as follows. Mr. Schwartz, I am blessed with a house full of daughters. I have over 1 million daughters. And I want to tell you something. Baruch Hashem, all of them are married. And let me tell you how I made information. I went to yeshiva. When I came from Europe, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to the Rebbe, or to some Chazal, but any Yom Tov Shavuos, Chanukah, I used to go to the boys and ask them information about this boy and about that boy. And let me tell you who I took for a son of someone who always gave me good information about everyone. This is who I chose. And I asked them why. They didn't tell you the truth, maybe. He says, that's exactly right. But when I asked him about, is that true that he wakes up 10 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock in the morning and it was very late? He always fixed it up. Happened once, but really always wakes up in the morning good and is always flicing and is always good. This particular boy that I chose always figured out a way how to talk positive about everyone. And I learned a lesson. If he's going to talk positive about his friends, he's going to come home, it's not going to be such a good supper, or it's not going to be a supper because his wife didn't have a chance to make supper. He's going to say, it's good. Today we're going to buy. The house not going to be that clean. He's going to say, okay, Baruch Hashem. And he tells me, I want to tell you something. That is exactly Baruch Hashem. What happened? Oh my boys. They all married positive boys that are looking everything on the bright side. So important when it comes to information. People can ruin a shidduch in a second. But think about it. When you give right information for a shidduch, you might be the bashir.
Listen, I'm in the market. It is so true what he just said. I mean, this is most valuable information. You call guys. I mean, I didn't call so many people. My daughter just went on the, like, just started going out. Like, you call people like, listen, Libby, Mama. And you call the guys like, listen, great family, great guy. I mean, you have to know if it's for you, but it's great family. Guy who, he puts it in, Agav Urcha. Not, the Agav Urcha is maybe it's not for you. Not that, so different people have different ways of, you have to speak positive. Unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
That's what my wife told me. She got so much information from the boys' friends. More than the
I find it a waste of time. I'll be honest with you.
Boys?
Yeah, I'm not calling any boys anymore.
Have your wife called boys?
No. Waste of time. Waste of time. It's all a waste of time. If the boy doesn't know you, you're wasting your time. You're schlepping information from a guy. If the guy happens to be a klutz, you're getting information, maybe. It's stupid. It's a stupid way of getting information. Find someone who knows you, who knows the boy, like a normal mensch, and that's how you get information. Everything else is the biggest, you get nothing. I called tons of guys. A waste of time. Wait, because any... Yeah, take whatever you want. Any guy... Any normal bacher, unless the guy's not normal, anybody that calls you about your friends, you got to be crazy in the head to say a chassan. You're not saying chassan. Yeah, he's a great guy, you don't understand. And the Rashivas also. If you don't know the Rashivas, you're wasting your time. Doesn't matter how he says it, you're wasting your time. You have to know, the only way to...
They are right.
The Rav told me, it's very interesting. The Rav told me there's somebody that negeya for a shidduch, and I know something that it's really bothersome about the guy. Like, you wouldn't want your kid to marry the guy. Like, so he said, I said, what should I do? He said, if it's someone that's relying on your information, then you have to say it. Don't shtel on it. Say everything else good, just say it one time. And then go weiter. But you have to say, someone that's not relying on you, don't have to worry about it. I said, what do you mean? He's like, someone calls you who doesn't really know you and you owe nothing to them. If they're relying on your information, they're idiots. They're idiots because that's not the way you do shidduchim. Then that's their problem. They shouldn't be calling you if they don't know you and you don't owe them anything. Because the only one that's going to tell you something that you need to know is someone that owes you something. Something you're going to go back to. Say, Mr. Enoch, you told me about Newmark. He's a normal guy. The guy doesn't stop eating. Right? So, I didn't realize. I didn't mean to say it like that. I knew he eats a lot, but that's, you know, I was trying to. You didn't eat it. Whatever. That's what the Rav said. So the Rav said, so when it's someone relying on you, the guy's relying on you. You can't lie to the guy. Something that's important. Something that will ruin the Shalom Bias. Something that will ruin the guy's Shalom Bias.
The guy's put on the resume. The boys are put on the resume. You call It's such a
waste of time.
One prospective boy.
I mean, a Rashiva told me this week.
He's like, he's a great guy. Good guy. He's a learning guy. Yeah, he's a learning guy. 5 years. I think zikha 5 years. Maybe four. It could be three. By the time it could be a year.
That I know. That you know by looking at the picture of the boy. I can tell you how long guy's learning.
I didn't see pictures. We got a phone call last week. Someone gave a yes. And they said they heard wonderful things about my family. And right when I heard that, I knew they're looking at the wrong paper here.
Listen, one thing is certain. Things in life, a guy like Mr. Enoch, Dr. Enoch, he could fool himself. I'm a good doctor. I have business because people like the way I diagnose. I could think I'm a good roofer. Morty could think he's a good installation for molding. Schwarzer thinks he's a good locksmith. Everybody thinks they're good at what they do. In a way, it hinders their emunah because Penny Werner thinks that he's good at the low voltage. We all know, Parnas comes from Hashem, it's a little shtadlis that you're doing, but everything's Hashem. It's hard to rely only on Hashem. Shaduchim, it has nothing to do with you. If you think that you make
I called Rashid, he was answering questions, I was very confused. I shouldn't go to my farm with us. I was getting these weird answers for him. So I found, let me call Rashiva. Call back a minute later. The guy's not in his yeshiva. On the resume, he's Rashiva currently learning there. Beautiful. But I guess he couldn't talk to me straight out.
So I know a few people in the shul over here who the Rav does their information for them.
Well, my marriage doesn't. Is a resume that looks good? I call her. Do me a favor.
No, because a regular guy. If you call Rabbi Gordon and you don't know him, what's he telling you? Yeah, great boy. Okay, whatever. Even if it's not, whatever. But a guy like Derov calls Rabbi Feinroth and says, "Listen, this boy was in your class. What's the story? Tell me, like, what's the story with this guy?" I was like, "Really, shvacha guy, you know, whatever." So get the real answer, you know.
That's right.
But it's very. You have to find someone that knows. Knows you and knows the boy. That's the only way you get real information. You know what happened? My daughter was read a guy, and I couldn't find anybody that knows me. Finally, I say, oh, you know what? I know a guy. I just had a friend of mine had a sikhsa with someone, and he asked me to come be the mediator, something in construction, and the guy building the house is Second Seder Rebbe by this yeshiva. So I know him. I've been talking to him back and forth. I didn't remember his name. I forgot. I had his number on my phone. I call him. I said, listen, how you doing? Oh, Libby, what's going on? I said, I'd love to tell you, Shaduchim, do you a favor back. What can I do for you? He says, no, this guy is in another yeshiva. I learn with the Second Seder Shalom Meshiv. I learn with him in the morning. He's right next to me. I'm like, I talked to him. What's his name? He says, his name is Penzer. Penzer? I know Penzer. Which Penzer? He tells me, I said, I know him, I grew up with him. Penzer's son, A.B. Penzer, Baruch, is a Shul Meshiv, Second Seder, in Yeshiva. So I got him on the phone, he knows me, he's not going to lie to me. I got the information, I called already 10 people, got no information. Nothing that I could, yes, no. 2 seconds, I got the information. A 30 seconds conversation. Slavia, I know you, I know exactly what you're saying. Boom, done, nailed it. Interesting. But anyway, yeah, Siyat Ishmael. Weiter. Mechti.
Okay,
you going out? My daughter is not yet. Mitch is found. The right one comes.
Okay, so
you don't want to just send your daughter out stamina as a wild goose chase, you know what I mean? It's not healthy either. Mitch is found. Coming soon. Bekara Mamash. No.
I said, it's because of Livy that I, because I love my children, myself. I had three daughters. Livy said it over at the doubt that he heard from someone else, one of Livy's stories. I said that. If you drink, I was going to agree to this. I knew I couldn't drink one after Shabbos. Calling. If you make Abdullah on wine,
I got very sick. You suck Abdullah. I make my daughter drink it.
I'm a single type of boy.
She has a beard.
I said, from that, that was a Tuesday, Wednesday, no problem. My cabal, I'm drinking wine.
And then make grape juice.
Next
and only make grape juice
and
five boys.
I didn't know it was everybody.
She said. says she has to shayla her husband to stop drinking her wine. Like, oh, I have dollars. She wants a girl.
You need one girl, I'm just telling you. You need one girl. I see. People get older. The girl's the only one that counts. Right? Two also. Yeah.
Girls are always the ones that take care of the parents.
Very hard to find a daughter-in-law who's going to take care of the parents. I'm just letting you know.
The boys want to put the
no son-in-law's taking care of you and no
the
daughter-in-law.
Want to put the parents in a home. Girls want to come live by me.
Or at least they'll go to the house and take care of them. All right, weiter. Oh man, he's mad over there. Hello, we just spoke about positivity. See, Leiby, I know you're on the way to start. Maybe you could start a little more. I didn't speak about honesty today. Honesty is another schmooze. Honesty is honest. Hey, when you
look at these guys, they're working hard.
Where is this?
My backyard.
Yeah. Who's my brother? Mayor is there?
No.
It's worse than China.
What is that? What are they doing?
Watch the pickleball.
They know that he's watching. That's why they go to his back.
Now that broke. At least Greenspan.
I actually got through my English.
They finally wrapped up the season.
Why?
The wrapped up.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. Mehdi. Tzafim v'oilo. It's Paris Oshim Rav Purim. We got Pesukim over here. I don't know. We got inaugural Pesukim here. Inaugural and Pichronal. Per March. Per. Okay. Okay. I hope I get to tomorrow's daf. Mechti, Tzafim v'oilo ksiv. It says Tzafim v'oilo. Nisni oilo b'resha. Why didn't it say oilo b'resha? Means it. You have the pasuk over here? Yeah, right there. Where does it say that a carbon should be shechted by tzofen by oila? So then, why is the mission talking about oila first? We learn a chatzum oila. So Gemara says, "I the asim Joshua." Sorry, chavivale that door. Door. I had also with Joshua, Chavivale. Fred, tomorrow, Venisti Chatois Achetzoinus. Why does it say Chatois Achetzoinus? I did the Nichnas, Domiluf and Ayluf Nim, Chavivale. That's why it says Chatois Achetzoinus first. The most of it, Safoinum Oil Hechexiva. What does it say? Vishachos, Ayachim Zach Safoino. It says, this is this Pasik. No tissue over there. Ay, ay, ay. Going on over here. Something in the pizza. Anyway, Shogos Yachem Yach Tzafoyin. Ashkem Ben Tzoyin. Ben Bakim and all. Because if you look at the pasuk, it starts off Ve'im Minat Tzoyin. So Gemara says, Amakro Ve'im Minat Tzoyin. Vav Moshe Alini Rishon. Gary, you didn't make this pesukim, right? The Vav Moshe Alini Rishon?
I think he found them in the Chumash or something.
V'yim and Elia Metachten. Shvach alone. I expect better from you. If Zog Besser. Harich Laman Omar Lemaiden. That you can learn out Elia Metachten. Because the pasuk before, and it's talking about Bakar. So it says V'yim and Atzoin, it's learning out from this pasuk to the pasuk above. So much Harich Laman Omar Lemaiden. Laman Omar Lemaiden, Mark Lemaiden. The Tanya, V'yim Nefesh. L'chayev al sofik m'ilis. Ashram toli, divrei Rebbe Akiva. V'im nefesh tells you that y'chayev on sofik m'ilis, not just ashram vada, even sofik. V'cham poitrin, my la, bokam ivgim, my sof alameidin, my sof ain't lameidin. That's the machlokes. V'im nefesh, is it lameidim elyam atachtim. So Gemara says, Amar Papa, the kuli amal lameidim. No, you do learn it out. So what's pshat? In Rabbanon, that say that Suffolk Me'ilos is not chayiv on Ashem, not chayiv on Ashem. Nine times in Rabbanon, Nemakam mitzvahs, Nemachat Shelem mitzvahs, Malahan Dovash Chayim Azdain Akar, Zorach Chatas, Avkash Chayim Azdain Akar, Zorach Chatas. That's what the Pasuk's telling you. The Pasuk's telling you that the Rebu is coming to tell you that. Not that you chayiv on Ashem Tolik, on Me'ilo, on Suffolk Me'ilo. So Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, what does he do with that limud? Malahal mekavua, afkam mekavua, lafugichatus, tomas mikdash nashim, the oil of yaradu. So basically, Rabbi Kiva is saying that you don't have that limud. Rabbanon, engzir shalom mechza. They say engzir shalom mechza, which means once you learn out something, you can't learn it halfway. So if you learn out the psukim elyon matachtum, tachtum elyon, then it's across the board. Across the board means even a suffix mila will you won't be chayim suffix milas. You won't be chayim suffix milas. Means Rabbi Kiva learns the fact that it says mitzvahs, that's telling you you don't say gzeir shavu, that you do say gzeir shavu lemechza. Means even though there's a concept of ein gzeir shavu lemechza, so really a suffix mila should not bring a carbon ashram tali. Should I bring a carbon asham? But the fact that Torah says mitzvahs is telling you that these psukim are different. That over here you would say gzeir shavu mechza, and if you say gzeir shavu mechza, maybe you can learn out over here that a suffix milus does have a carbon. That's where Rabbi Kiva holds. And Rabbanan says no. That's not telling you this din of suffix milus. That's not what it's telling you. It's telling you a new halacha that a carbon kavua. It's high, only something that's chayav a carbon kavua, but oil of yari wouldn't be chayav. Pashtest. So Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva Nami, Rabbanon, Engzer Shavuot Mechza. Rabbi Kiva Nami, Engzer Shavuot Mechza. 1 second. That says I'm wrong. Kulam alamedin lamedin. Right time they're born. Nemakam mitzvahs. Nemachat schel mitzvahs. Malaham dover schel on zayin kod vishol chatos. Chatos. And therefore what? Oh, I mean, we have a pasuk mitzvahs. Tells you that it does come on Suffolk. That's what we're saying. We have pasuk mitzvah does come on suffix. For tomorrow, so Gemara says Rabbi Kiva, and what does Rabbanon do with the pasuk mitzvah? A different the halacha. Rabbi Kiva nami engzir shavu mechza. I engzir shavu mechza. If engzir shavu mechza, then it should be that it learned out that you don't bring a carbon for that. Gemara says enechanami. He holds engzir shavu mechza. V'halchav halchav him. Rabbi Kiva says im nefesh k'siv v'av moisav enirishim, and that tells you that we, even though normally engzir shavu mechza, over here you would say engzir shavu mechza. That should also split it. No. One man holds a gzeir shor as adif, and therefore ein gzeir shor al mechza. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, hekish adif. The fact is, im nefesh, that's a hekish. And that tells you that you don't use the regular halachas of ein gzeir shor al mechza. Lo, the kula am a hekish adif. Ba'amiloch rabbonon tachton hu degom elyon. So what's the Asham going to tell you? Because Shkolim Shloi Taimar Lo Yei Sveika Chom Vade Ma Vade Chet Bas Danko Vade Chatos Bas Danko. You bring a Bas Danko, which is a Shtos Af Sveika Asham Bar Danko, and come tell you they know you bring two. It has to be two slime. Rebbe Kiva High Svarim and Oli Nafkei Mizoyis Torahs Asham Torahs Chol Ashamus. Someone says okay, that's very good. Tinech Ma'ad Isle Torahs Ma'ad Lesle Torahs Meicha Gomer Gomer Echo Meicha. Basically, the Gemara is coming out that everybody agrees that there is a gzeir shava, and the question is only what you learn out from the extra pasuk. So he says you learn out from the pasuk. Rabbanan say you learn out from the pasuk. You need to bring a the animal has to bring a two slime, not a bar danka. And he says you learn out from the pasuk. So he starts asham or be'ercha be'ercha or be'el el or mitzvah or. Or Ba'el El. Yeah. Okay. Weiter. Zakti Gemara weiter. Now, just something very interesting. The Gemara says, I did the Asim Drosha Chaviva. It's very interesting. It's not really a Drosha. The Pasuk is from Veshachat Zachatz Makam Oilo. It's pretty much before Shana Torah. That an Oilo, a Chatz like an Oilo. But the fact that Torah doesn't say Tzofen, we have to learn out Shachat Zachatz the Makam Oilo, which is a minimal Lima, but it is a Limud. That's called chaviva. It's a big Musa Haskell that chaviva is even a little toil is chaviva. Means the Torah says shachet zechatus b'makom oilo, which means shech techatus in a place with oilo. Where's the place of oilo? It's often. But since the Torah doesn't say it straight out, we have to come up with that last thing. That's called chaviva. Very interesting. Zog the Gemara, Chatas Menolon the Beitzof, and the Chsiv, Shokas Chatas Mokom Oilon. So Gemara says, Ashkan Shchito, Kabol Menolon. The Chsiv, look how come Adam Chatas, Mekabel Atzma Menolon. How do you know that Mekabel himself has to be on Tzofen? Amar Krov, Lokach, Loi Yikach. The Torah says, V'lokach HaKoyim Midoma, this Pasuk, and we darshan, it's a very interesting Pasuk, it says, V'lokach HaKoyim Midoma Be'etz Boy. If it's talking about Kabbalah, the Koyim does not Mekabel down with his finger. So Moz B, Rashi says, you have to switch the Pasuk around. V'lokach, take the Vav and the Lamed, put Loi Kach. Loi Kach HaKoyim Midoma means the Koyim, and put the Koyim before Loi Kach, V'lokach. HaKoyim, Loi Kach, take him to the blood, means he should be in Tzofen, and then he should spritz it to what's it called? Ashkel, the mitzvah, l'akiminayim, Gemara says, kro achwina ksev, shakat oisoi, mokah she shakat asa oilo, netanya, heichen oilo, nishkato b'tzofen, afzeh b'tzofen. So Gemara says, v'chimikahat olamed, v'alek far nemar, mokah she shakat oilo, shakat achatos, halama yotza, l'kvoy lo mokah, shem loy shakat b'tzofen, posel. That's the pasuk telling you. So the Ashkan seir nasi. Shachatoy is nami Ashkan the mitzvah. L'akam and all. How do you know? It says by kizbo and it says by seir. The regular pasuk is by kizbo is by. This is by v'lachak amidama. No, not this one. This one. This is Kizba? No. This one. This one. Some of you know Rosh Hashanah, this is the Sar, and we also have a pasuk by Kizba. And Melo, that's what it's telling you. Ela Oisai Lamli, so we need the pasuk Oisai. This word Oisai, the red. What do you need Oisai? Mara says, Barilcha, Tanya, Oisai B'tzofim, Ein Sar Nachshon B'tzofim. V'tanya, V'samach Yodal Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbi Sar Nachshon Smicha. So basically, come and tell you that Sar Nachshon, it's not necessarily Sar Nachshon. Any of the Nassim that brought their first carbon, which is not a carbon Lodiris, doesn't need Tzofen. In Argrel, what's an Argrel? Inaugural.
I have the definition.
It's right there, it's on the paper
underneath.
Yeah.
Inaugural.
You're wrong. All your Taiches are in modern English. We don't speak that. We speak a more sophisticated Yiddish English.
That's what I'm trying to fix.
We speak a different kind of language here. And
again.
I wouldn't be surprised if Webster's on my side.
In Ogle, you don't know definition Old English?
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so Gemara says, why would you think that Sir Nachshon needs a miut? Why would you think Bechlal Sir Nachshon is even included? Do you have to say it doesn't eat Tzofen? So Gemara, I'll tell you why. V'tanya v'samach yod al Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbi Sir Nachshon. V'smicha, that when we have a ribui, the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Sir Nachshon is smicha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the Rabbi Sir Yavah Yisrael was smicha. So I mean, ha'yav Yisrael was smicha, Shabbat Amo Tzofen, and Kamashul, and no. Smicha is a special halacha, that's it. So Maskel, the Rav Yino, and Honich, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Michael, and Meimar, according to Rabbi Shimon, that's not more Abel smicha, so why would you think it needs Tzofen? Amalim Azut, Rabbi Yehuda, Avtov, Rabbi Yehuda, Minicha, the mighty Rabbi is Rabbi. Mighty Lois Rabbi, Lois Rabbi. Vechitei me'iloi ma'atei kro ava mina teisi v'inyan av. Im kins b'chu guva teisi v'inyan av. Then you should have everything learned from v'inyan av. Ela medoris l'gam rinan. Hakam medoris l'gam rinan. So what do you need oisei for? It's pretty clear that you don't need tzofen. Ve'el oisei b'tzofen ve'in shaykhah b'tzofen. You don't need, shaykhah doesn't mean tzofen. Right? Tomorrow, shaykhah. Ve'derab achi na'afkat. Ha'anye, Rab achi oimer. Veshachet oisei yarchem b'ach tzofenah. Matam lem fishamatzino oim b'tzofen kab b'tzofen. Vam v'darim b'kib b'tzofen pasul. Yoch av zekei tam lem oisei b'tzofen yashach b'tzofen. El oisei b'tzofen oim b'tzofen. So what's oisei come and tell you? Because you haven't learned that from Ben-Achio. So Gemara says, Elo oisei b'tzofen. Where's the pasuk? El oisei b'tzofen oim b'tzofen. The Tanya, Yochei ben oif ton tzofen. V'dinu. Uma ben son, shalai kavalei koin, kavalei tzofen. Ben oif kavalei koin, and din shalai kavalei tzofen. Tam lem oisei. In fact, the Gemara, Mal ben Sain, she can't cover the Kli. What are you talking about? So, male, it's more Chomer. El Oysa B'Tzofen, and Pesach B'Tzofen. The Tanya, Belezer, Miyakov, and Yochel, Yeh, Pesach B'Tzofen. Vedinu, Mal, Eilu, Shalai, Kovel, Eiz, Mal, Shkos, and Kovel, Tzofen. Pesach, Kovel, Eiz, Mal, Shkos, and Shalai, Yikvel, Tzofen. Tam, Lema, Oysa, it's coming to my Pesach, Pesach doesn't need Tzofen. For tomorrow, what's the shaychus? Mal oilosh can call. It's a chumra, goes up to the mizbech. So what's the mechatas? Mal achatosh can achaperos. Achavikrisis. Meosha, malosh can kachim kachim. All these things have no shaychus to Pesach. So Gemara says, mikulinamish can kachim kachim. So oilom gdam mara miyikara. You're right. Back to square one. Oysa b'tzalf meishach b'tzalfet. Ah, v'dekashchum de ba'achyan afkalon. Mar says, "Lam with the sheicha b'tzafin, ela ein sheicha b'tzafin, am mekabel b'tzafin." That's what Rachir is saying. Mekabel. That's what we're saying. We're saying mekabel b'tzafin. First of all, mekabel melakach v'lakach nafka. We had before from loy lakach. We switched around the pasuk. Lakach v'lakach le'mashmale. He doesn't hold it at, and Mela. That's why he says it. End of today's blot.